All right, good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us. I have a bunch of thank yous, and then we'll get to remarks, but I do just want to recognize everybody who's here. Council President Vitiver, Alders Madison, Uguerre, and Mayor, thank you for joining us. I also want to recognize library staff. So there's a number of library staff in the room. I'm not going to name all of you, but thank you for everything you do. I do in particular want to thank our library director, Tana Elias, Chrissy Wick, Mark Benno, Molly Warren, Brian Jensen, and Lori Suter. And we wouldn't be standing here and we wouldn't be talking about libraries in the way that we do here in Madison without our great Madison Public Library Foundation. So thank you to Connor and Aaron for their work on behalf of our libraries. I also want to thank park staff, and you'll see why in a minute. Our folks very soon to be returned to the position of Park Superintendent Eric Knapp and the Assistant Superintendents C.J. Ryan and Lisa Lassinger for their work, and engineering staff, not only Jim Wolf, Brent Pauba, and Maria Delestri, but also Brian Cooper and the whole facilities team. I also want to thank the Madison Public Library Board and our finance staff, including our director, Dave Schmidtke, and Christine Coe, who's our budget manager. We will be releasing my full executive operating budget next week, but we have been highlighting key elements of that budget proposal in advance of that full release. And so last week, we announced a significant investment in the new purpose-built homeless shelter on Bartellan Drive. This shelter is going to address critical needs in the Madison community and for neighboring communities as well. And again, I hope that our entire community will rally around this being a 24/7, 365 resource for our community. But another top priority in my 2026 operating budget is ensuring that Madison has strong neighborhoods that have full access to city resources. And we know that Madison libraries fill a really critical role as free places where residents can gather with their neighbors, they can connect to the world, and they can access a whole range of tools that can help them thrive here in Madison. I'm a library kid. My introduction to libraries was walking, I don't know, maybe three blocks from Central Elementary School in Ithaca, New York, over to the public library, the Ithaca Public Library. Actually, I think it was the Tompkins County Public Library in an old 60s-style building, and heading straight to the mystery section to check out a Nancy Drew. But libraries are so much more than books now. Yes, there's tons of books in this building and in our libraries, but libraries also offer access to online databases, to historical records, to digital resources that can help folks do everything from filing their taxes to starting a business. Libraries now offer access to ebooks and audiobooks via the Libby app. They offer access to computers and Wi-Fi and printers and copiers. And residents can use a whole library of things from the Madison Public Libraries, which includes birding backpacks, disc golf kits, if anybody ever wanted to try disc golf, LED therapy lamps, a record player, vinyl records, a whole host of things. You can get seeds at our library and plant gardens. There are free video streaming services available. And, of course, each and every one of our libraries has a full complement of incredibly helpful and knowledgeable staff. Madison libraries offer a wide range of programming and partner with other city agencies and community organizations to do things like story times for kids and after-school programming, book clubs for folks of all ages, housing navigation services, help with tax preparation, access to courses on business finance and other resources for entrepreneurs, wellness guides, yoga classes, meditation classes, digital skill courses for older adults, free clothing mending. I actually need to take advantage of that. I have a few things that need mending. Clubs for Minecraft, Dungeons and Dragons, and Scrabble. Pick your game, I guess. They have open studio hours with local artists, access to art exhibits in multiple library locations. We have cooking classes with local chefs. And nearly all of the programming that I just talked about is happening this very week in a library somewhere in the city of Madison. There is a lot going on in our libraries. But not all of our community is equally served by libraries right now. And for years, we've known that the northeast side of Madison has lacked access to the resources that libraries provide across the city. Northeast side of Madison is one of the fastest growing parts of Madison. It had a population growth rate of 7.6% higher than the rest of the state, which is pretty significant. And the students who attend the two neighborhood elementary schools, Hawthorne and Sandberg, have high percentages of English language learners, higher percentages of low-income families, and populations of about 80% youth of color. And more than 65% of the school district students living in the area qualify for free or reduced lunch. And 9% of the residents in the northeast side of Madison lack regular access to the internet. And that's why, for years, the city has engaged in a collaborative process to make a plan to construct what we now call the Imagination Center at Rindell Park, our city's 10th library. The Imagination Center is scheduled to open next September. It'll not only be a library, but also a park pavilion that can serve our community year-round. And today, as part of my 2026 executive operating budget, I'm announcing an additional $320,000 towards library operations for the Imagination Center so that this great facility can open with a full complement of staff. We're also fully funding the Parks Department to operate that pavilion. Yes, you can have a moment for that. Alder Madison is particularly excited about this. This is an important priority for me, and it does mean that we will not have to shift resources from other libraries around the city in order to open the Imagination Center. I'm really grateful to the approach that our library director, Tana, has taken. She has been fully committed to the Imagination Center, but our fiscal situation did make her have to think about shifting resources from other branches to open the Imagination Center. And that's part of why I'm grateful for her creativity, but really glad to be able to include this funding in my executive operating budget so that we don't have to make those hard choices to take services away from one neighborhood in order to serve another. And this is an important investment in a part of Madison that's long overdue, and it will pay dividends in our community long into the future. So Madison Library staff, the Library Board, the Library Foundation, the Parks and Engineering Divisions, many city agencies have been working together for about a decade to make the Imagination Center a reality, and it's time. It's time for this library to open and to be fully staffed and to have the operating funds that it needs. It was a priority in my budget because it does fill a particular need in a resource desert, and it will create service and program equity for folks who live on the northeast side of Madison. It will help empower residents with educational opportunities, tools, and a whole range of programs for folks of all ages from all walks of life. And it will create a cultural hub in a neighborhood that has a strong community of color and a growing international community as well. The northeast side, as Alder Madison will tell you, does not have a lot of public gathering spaces, and the Imagination Center will fill that need as well. I'm really proud to make this a priority because the Imagination Center will be an anchor institution that lifts up not just the northeast side of Madison, but the entire city. So thank you to all of the staff that have been involved. Thanks to the folks on the council. in particular Alder Madison, who have been advocating for this for many years. But I also want to recognize that previous Alders, including Alder Balde and Alder Clausius, were strong champions for the Imagination Center as well. The entirety of my 2026 executive operating budget will be released next week on October 7th. And we're looking forward to sharing the rest of that budget with you. But again, today, I'm really proud to announce that we will have fully funded the Imagination Center. And with that, I'd be happy to take questions, if there are any. If not, all right. Well, let's have one more round of applause for the Imagination Center.
I am happy. Thinking about our other